This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, James, in terms of economic development, right now, and I'm sure you've heard this from Ralph and others, City Hall is not very business friendly. How can you change that when you got developers like Douglas Jamal saying, you know, they're not even returning my call, they're giving me the cone of silence? How do you change when you get into the second floor? How do you change that mindset?
You know, I think a lot of it is the change in leadership. The fact that I'm going to be a fundamentally different mayor than the last three men that have had the office for the past 40 years. That is, you know, I understand what the needs of the business community are. I'm willing to, work with them. I don't see private business as the enemy. I don't see property developers as an enemy. I think in order to address the complex issues that are facing the city of Buffalo, we need basically all the stakeholders at the table rowing in the same direction. And that is something that I think has been, you know, has clearly been lost. We've seen that, you know, over our lifetime, whenever Buffalo tries to do anything big, there always seems to be factions that immediately develop. And, you know, there's lawsuits and infighting, and ultimately nothing gets done. And I think what Mr. Jamal is sort of articulating is probably a sense of frustration that is shared by many people who want to get involved and invest in the city of Buffalo. You know, the fact is when it comes to these projects, their political leaders are all too willing to stand next to them. Developers or business owners that take on these incredibly complicated and really risky investments. And politicians are the first to, you know, get in line and in front of the microphone and the camera for the ribbon cutting and pat everybody on the back. And then, in a business climate that we have now where, you know, the cost of everything from construction materials to borrowing costs are all going through the roof. These same politicians are then sort of stepping back and saying, well, it's their fault. And then you look at what government does, right? You look at the prohibitive cost that the state took on to build the Perry apartments. Mm-hmm. You know, each one of those units is in excess of $600,000 per unit. That's outrageous sums of money. So you look at the government is willing to spend, you know, $600,000 per unit for a rental, but not willing to work with private companies who have taken on inordinate risk, a huge amount of risk, to bring these projects to bear, to bring them to market. And I mean, I completely understand where he's coming from. And, you know, I mean, and it's not just there. You look at what Marine Drive, those Marine Drive apartments, when you factor in the cost of the land and moving everything, you're talking about $1 million a unit. So government seems to have a blank check when it wants to get something done in the development space. And I would argue doesn't use tax dollars particularly wisely or efficiently. And then when but they're the same people that applaud private and say time and time again that they need private investment to help share the load. And then when those same private developers say, hey, you know, the scope of this work has changed because of the increasing costs, they're the first ones to say, well, you've taken on too much. You don't know how to run your business properly. These are the risks that you took on. I understand exactly where he's coming from. And so from that sense, yes, by me being in office, by my election, there's going to be a fundamental change in how City Hall operates. And then, you know, from the practical standpoint of how City Hall works, we've got to end the runaround. You know, I mean, anybody who's trying to open a business in the city of Buffalo, you walk in and it's like, you've got to navigate a labyrinth. There's red tape everywhere you turn, and no one is willing to tell you the full picture of what it is that you need to do. And my mission, you know, my goal when I become mayor is not just to help people navigate the red tape, it's to get rid of the red tape altogether. If you want to invest in the city of Buffalo, you want to open a business in the city of Buffalo, we're going to work with you to make it as easy as possible. Because that's the only way we're going to grow out of this yawning budget deficit that we're going to have to confront.
That's true, and I don't think people realize that, and you alluded to it a few minutes ago. If a private sector takes over a piece of property, that's new tax dollars for the city.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, the frustration that I hear all over the city of Buffalo with people who are trying to invest or want to buy an additional parcel of land that abuts their business or abuts their house, and the arrogance of the people in City Hall. Oh yeah, we're never going to give it to you. We're never going to. We'll sell that side lot to you for $15,000. I mean, we should be bending over backwards as City Hall to get our vacant land stock that the city owns into the hands of responsible owners, people who are going to take care of it, people who are going to pay taxes on it, and if they want to start a business, people who are going to do, you know, who are going to build the right way. This isn't incredibly difficult, but it seems as though, I mean, I just talked to a gentleman yesterday who's got a business on Bailey Avenue. He had the lot behind him was filled with garbage and mattresses and something over like hundreds and hundreds of tires and everything behind him. And he said, I can't do business with this behind me. So he spent, you know, weeks cleaning it out with heavy machinery and equipment, got it all clean, and then went to City Hall and said, you know what, I'd really like to take this piece of landowner. And they told him to take a hike. That's how City Hall over the past, you know, again, as long as I've been alive, that's how they've treated business owners. And it's got to stop because, as we see, very few people are willing to endure the complications and the headache of doing business in the city of Buffalo these days. And that's got to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is. I mean, talk to the developers. For the most part, they're looking elsewhere other than the city of Buffalo. It wasn't all that long ago. It was the other way around, where they were looking at Buffalo over the burbs. Now they've gone more to the suburbia than the inner city. Why? Because a simple project has to go to the planning board, then it usually goes to zoning, back to planning, and there you might have to have a pit stop at the preservation board. So you're talking just 6, 7, 8 weeks worth of back and forth. The meeting's up on the 9th floor.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I've had the experience, I mean, on a very small level. I tried to get a fence built around a house that I used to own when, you know, not the house that I live in now, but the house that I lived in previously. And I was trying to put up a white picket fence. Who could argue against a white picket fence? It became a 4-month saga of going, you know, having to go to the zoning board of appeals and then appealing that decision and then getting a draw. I mean, it became less about the fence at the end of the day. And it became more of, you know, from my perspective, it was like, I just want to get this done. Right. I mean, and they're telling me I can't, you know, keep my kids contained in my front yard. And that's the attitude. You see it in, and it's pervasive in City Hall. It is, you know, I mean, it goes beyond just the business owners, the desire to work with, to get new buildings approved or to get permits and stuff like that. It's, you know, everybody who needs to go down there and just do the simple things, pay for things. It's the same kind of, it seems like they take joy in making it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, I mean, think back, that Canadian doctor who wanted to put the decorative wrought iron fencing around his house on Nottingham.
You got it.
The corner of Nottingham and Lincoln. Yeah. And what did he go through?
I don't even know if it's completely done yet. I mean, it's you see it, and you know, Buffalo's had this, you know, I mean, you've seen it. There's something in the water up here also, I think, or maybe it's just, maybe we, I mean, I hope that when I get elected, maybe that solves a lot of this, but it's like, you know, I mean, look at the Peace Bridge, look at this thing with the 33, you know, we're going to lose $1 billion because we can't get our act together. It's going to be $2 billion before we get shovels in the ground. It just, yeah, I think what we need to do is, I mean, and again, this is where it takes leadership, right? You mm-hmm. know, I mean, and we've seen like years and years and years of people just sort of, whether it was Byron Brown, well, I mean, it's been Byron Brown for 20 years, but
yeah.
It's, you know, there's been a total lack of leadership from City Hall to say, you know what, we need state investment. We need federal investment. But the city has a role here in directing that investment into specific neighborhoods so that we can get some return on that investment. Plunking, you know, $40 million in the Broadway market, for example, without doing anything in the surrounding neighborhood, without helping any of the businesses that are currently here, without even dealing with the parking garage that's attached to it. It just shows you like this sort of scatterplot, you know, made for press release development strategy isn't working, and that's why whole swaths of the city looks the way that it does, and nothing has happened. You know, the federal government gave Byron Brown in excess of $300 million in unrestricted funds. He decided he was going to use that to plug his budget hole. Imagine if and patronage jobs. Imagine if that money today, if I'm in office, is transformational, both in terms of the what we can do to entire neighborhoods in terms of the residential development to bring back the housing stock on the east side, to build that kind of residential density that you need in order to support Broadway, Fillmore, Jefferson Avenue, Michigan, these commercial corridors, Sycamore, that are crying, that are just sitting there waiting. And it's because, you know, we just, even when the gold falls from the heavens, we find a way to squander it.
And that's why you have the Douglas Jamals of the world who are venting their spleen and over their frustrations.
Yep. And we look like to the outside world, and even to those of us who've lived here for decades, it seems like we can't get out of our own way. And that's the problem. And that's where there needs to be, you know, my message to the community has been, you know, they've had 60 years of doing this. Give me four to get this city back moving in a forward direction again. And if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, throw me out. But we can't keep doing the same thing for another, you know, two generations, three generations, and expect different results. I can tell you the conversations I've had on the ground and the interactions I've had with voters and business owners, people are absolutely fed up and they are ready to voice their frustration at the ballot box.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.